Tell me if any of these appeal to you. Tron, Evangeline, The Beatles, Star Wars? Okay, if any of those do it for you, you're in the right place. It's May 1st, 2024, and yeah, today we've got a big update about Tron Ares. The Evangeline film may have found its home, a trailer for the re-release of Let It Be, and now a new episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. In an interview with the Film Comment podcast, actor Jeff Bridges shared an update about Disney's upcoming film Tron Ares. He confirmed that he is in fact going to appear in it. Here's a clip from the podcast before he filmed.
I'm heading off this Saturday to play a part in the third installment of the Tron story. I'm excited about that. Yeah, crazy. And now we're doing the third one.
You know? How has that been? I mean, how has that been being part of this franchise across so many decades at this point?
Yeah, it's wild. Jared Leto is the star of this third one. I'm really anxious to work with him. I mean, I've admired his work.
Variety also confirmed that Bridges has already concluded filming for the project. The film itself will follow Jared Leto's unnamed character. He'll play a digital program who crosses into the human world. Tron Ares is currently set to premiere in theaters on October 10th, 2025. According to Deadline, WB Discovery is currently in talks to purchase the film rights for the upcoming film Evangeline. It's based off of a comic created by Rob Liefeld, who's also the creator of the fan-favorite comic book character Deadpool. The comic series debuted in 1995, here's how Deadline describes it. Evangeline is an angel who fights the forces of evil and often finds herself face-to-face with demons and monsters. She was the most feared warrior in Heaven's Warhost, having single-handedly broken into Pandemonium, the outer fortress of Hell, to confront the devil himself. She's a fallen angel, banished from Heaven by God after being tricked into questioning his love for humans. Evangeline was stripped of all her angelic abilities, other than her great strength and her blood, which, once extracted from her body, could be used as a weapon or a miracle when it is empowered by quoting verses from the Bible. Evangeline uses her powers to fight demons on Earth and is being groomed to be humankind's last hope in an upcoming Armageddon. Along with Liefeld, Kathy Christian and Tony Libido are known for their work co-creating the character. Olivia Wilde is set to direct the feature film. Perhaps the biggest news from this report is that Margot Robbie may be in talks to star as the titular character, though nothing has been officially confirmed. Tony McNamara will write the screenplay. There is no further news about Evangeline at this time. Disney released the official trailer for the fully restored re-release of the Beatles documentary Let It Be. Naturally, the trailer is set to their song, Let It Be. In the trailer, text reads across the screen saying, "Let It Be, the original 1970 film from director Michael Lindsay-Hogg and producer Neil Aspinall, fully restored for the first time." Here's a brief clip from the trailer.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rich.
How are you this morning? Hey.
The Beatles, rehearsing, recording, relaxing, philosophizing, creating. The Beatles, live in a new motion picture.
Is it their new record?
The restored version of Let It Be will premiere on Disney Plus on May 8th. The final episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch premieres today. The animated series takes place after the events of the Clone Wars. After Order 66, many of the clones turned against the Jedi, but this one group, often referred to as defective clones, didn't fall in line with the rest of them. Their unique differences make them stand out amongst the sea of soldiers who, quote-unquote, simply follow orders. Hunter, Wrecker, Echo, and Crosshair, as well as their sister Omega, are on a journey towards belonging, but they'll have to navigate their attempt to find their own peace with their innate drive to help those in need. Season 3, Episode 15, The Cavalry Has Arrived, picks up with Imperial forces sweeping the jungle on Tandis. Injured but alive, Hunter, Wrecker, and Crosshair continue on foot towards the base where Omega and other kids and clones are being held captive. Meanwhile, inside the base, Dr. Hemlock interrogates former Vice Admiral Rampart, who has been captured and thrown in a cell next to the disgraced scientist Nala Se. In a separate control room, Dr. Carr and Echo look for a way to free their brothers and sister before the lockdown lifts. It's a race against time and the Empire to liberate everyone stuck on the remote planet. The series finale of Star Wars The Bad Batch premieres today, and now all three seasons of Star Wars The Bad Batch are on Disney+. After purchasing Funimation, Sony's Crunchyroll is now raising their prices on the Mega Fan tier and Ultimate Fan tier subscriptions. Their 14-day trial period will also be shortened to 7 days. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about Scooby-Doo. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for May 1st, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.